thought they'd never leave. Why'd I even host this party? I mean, sure, I'm the only one with an empty house this Easter, so I kinda got shafted with the venue, but they could have at least helped clean up a little before they left. No one's in any of the upstairs rooms, at least, so I won't wake up to a puddle of hungover human crawling out of bed like the swamp thing. Right. Where's the light? Light. There it is. Wait. Shit, that's the wrong one. Oh my god, there's someone in my bed. Okay. This is bad. Why is there someone in my bed? There are like two freaking doors to open to even get in here. And there's signs. I told them not to, but... Okay, think. Thinking. Yeah, I got nothing. Do I just, like, wake them up? What do I even say? Hi, you're in my bed. Why are you in my bed? Please get out of my bed and go home. No, wait, that's rude. But the party's over and I just want to sleep. Oh, God. Did they see all of my stuffed animals? Oh. If they tell people I'm done. Zip. No going back from this one. Okay. So, let's just casually wake them up and coax them into leaving, yeah? Sounds good.
Hello? Wakey. Eggs and bakey. What am I, 5? Oh. You're awake. Good. Can you please, like, wake up enough to leave? You're kinda in my Oh my goodness, you've had a bit to drink. You could light a fire with your breath. Goodness me. Yeah, you're kind of in my bed. Could you maybe not be in my bed? It's like 2 in the morning. Yeah, I know it's comfy. It's my bed. I sleep in it every night. Yeah, I said every night. No, I don't sleep in other beds. Why would I sleep? Oh, right. No, I sleep in my bed. You know why? Don't make me say it, okay? Jeez, just go home? I mean, you can't drive, but I'll call you a taxi. Oh, but I can't pay for it. Sorry, my pay hasn't come in yet. Oh, jeez. Okay, I'll pay you back. Wait, do taxis even run on public holidays? I mean, I guess they would. There'd be lots of drunk people around, but I mean, do they? Okay, I can drive you home, I guess. How far is it? Oh, yeah, that isn't gonna work either. I don't have enough fuel to get that far and home again. Shit, well, sleep somewhere else? I don't mean to be rude, but you're in my room, and you're being rude first by trespassing, and it's not okay. Yeah, there's like 2 doors and signs saying please don't enter. I'm pretty sure I told everyone not to go into the downstairs rooms too when they got here. Seems like a pretty basic rule if you ask me. Hey. Look, friend, pal, amigo, you didn't like touch anything or see anything when you came in here, did you? No, don't look around. Don't look around. Just yes or no. You did. Oh, bugger. I guess my life is over now. Why? Because you saw my stuffed animals. I keep my stuff in my room because it's private and doesn't get out. Look, okay, just please forget about it, because I try to keep it to myself, and experience has told me that being different and having different tastes isn't exactly accepted with open arms. Look, I've had enough. Can you just go sleep on the couch or something? It's really comfy, I swear. Because I want to sleep in my bed. Hell no, I'm not sleeping in the same bed with you. Because I just wouldn't feel comfortable about it. Yes, it makes me uncomfortable. You make me uncomfortable. You're really cute, so of course sleeping in the same bed with you would make me uncomfortable. Wait, did I really just say that? Oh my god, fuck. No, I didn't. Right, yeah. In any case, I'm not sleeping with you in the same bed with you. Because I said so. Yes, that's definitely how it's gonna be. Stop, I'm not gonna tell you. Because I'm not. Nope, nope, nope. Fuck's sake. Just stop, it's not funny. Okay, I'll tell you. Christ. I've never slept in the same bed as someone like you. Not since I was older than 5 or whatever. What do I mean, someone like you? Someone that's cute or whatever. You know, I mean, look, you know how my last relationship ended, right? What was it, 10 years ago now? Yeah, them. Well, I guess it's only natural you'd hear what everyone else said. I never said anything about it because I didn't want to come across as a petty douche. What you know is only half the truth. I did make out with someone else, I'll admit that. I was young and stupid, but the truth is, so did they. I was willing to work through it, or at least have a conversation about it, but they dumped me via text while I was in another state. When I got back, they refused to talk about it with me. We never had that kind of talk. I never got closure in the relationship. Being who I am, well, I didn't have many friends to fall back on, so I just kind of accepted it. They had all their friends, and none of them really liked me too much in the first place, so it's only natural what you know is what came out of it. But that's how it ended. Well, anyway. We never really got to the point where we'd share a bed. Shut up. No, I haven't had a boyfriend since then. Because I haven't. Look, can you just get up now and go sleep on the couch? I'll drive you home in the morning. I just need some sleep. You're really not gonna budge, huh? Christ. Fine, I'll sleep on the couch. I don't see why I have to give up my bed, but whatever, I'm too tired to care. Now you don't want me to leave? You're not making sense now. I'm not sleeping in the same bed with you, okay? So that means one of us sleeps on a couch, or a bed upstairs, or the floor. I don't care if you're drunk. It's not my job to take care of you. Normally, you wouldn't even give me the time of day, let alone have a D&M with me. I mean, I guess. I don't mind explaining why I have them, but you're not really interested, are you? You just want to know more so you can tell people about it, right? All right, I believe you. God, you're whiny. Well, it's a collection of stuffed animals that I've gotten over the years from various boyfriends and even families. It's comforting when I have it so close in my room when I sleep. It reminds me of the fun times, of the love I once shared. And that's really all there is to it. It's stupid, I know, but it's just how it is for me. Okay, you promised that you're not going to spread it around, so what do you mean on one condition? Hey, I never promised you that. This is blackmail, you know. But fine. Whatever. I'm too tired at this point. You just stay over that side. I'll stay on this side. I'll drive you home in the morning. Just let me sleep. You face that way too. Don't watch me sleep. That's weird. Hey, I said, get off me. Oh, you're already asleep. I guess being drunk really does screw with your inhibitions. Whatever. You're really warm. I guess I'll have to try and sleep like this. Well, good night.